We have arrived at Pesach, type of Yontif, and time of Beit HaMikdash, they actually brought the Korban Pesach. We didn't say Mizmor LeSoida this morning because the Korban Toida was not brought. Person, Tavka Erev Pesach wants to thank Hashem. Best time to thank Hashem, he can't bring a Korban Toida. So there must be some other way to thank Hashem. It doesn't have to be tapped with a Korban Toida. The problem is the Korban Toida has chomet. And today is the day we're getting rid of the chomet. In another few hours, we'll be finished with eating and burning the chomet. And we go into a new stage called matzah. As we know, chomet and matzah are the same letters, except one has a ches and one has a hey. A ches represents olam hazeh, that is closed from all directions. If you get too involved in olam hazeh, you're stuck. You have nowhere to go. The hay has an opening on the top, that even if you fall down the bottom, you always can get back from the top. There's always a way to connect us to the Shavuot. And that's what we're preparing ourselves for after we get rid of the chomets. Forget about the chomets. We have a new way of overcoming our Yetzer Hara. We don't have to deal directly with the Yetzer Hara. Put them aside. Now focus on what our true essence is. With the Nebuchadnezzar Yisrael, the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the whole night of the Seder is the night of Hayitot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the beginning, from Terach we start off. And the Shiloh over there, Boy Zara, who you are the Sefer, and the Sukkim, Terach HaVyavrom, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Esav was put in Haseya, and we went to Mitzrayim. But even Mitzrayim, which itself something was very hard, we know it was something for benefit, where they grew from, and we ended up going out to Mokim. So, if you just start thinking about all these things at later stage, you're going to miss it. Who knows what you're going to do until you start saying it. The night has to be a pure night of tremendous simcha, tremendous hakos atoyim, of feeling how special we are. And this period of time, from now until the later stage, it's time to fear, come on. If one can take a nap, it's a good thing. If you have children to put to sleep, that's also a wonderful thing. Try to prepare as much as we can in advance, so when we come home from shul, we can go straight into the Seder. Everybody should help. If we're excited about helping, then we could get the kids also excited about it. We feel it's just a burden that we don't want to do, and it's going to be much harder to get the help. But like we're saying, the atmosphere we're trying to make now, the atmosphere of a peace of mind, that Baruch Shem Avtochoso Yisrael, Hashem watches over us from the beginning, from Lovan to Mitzrayim, throughout the Zohar, and our present state. So, like I said, if we use this half of the day to focus on the fact we're totally in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's Havtocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's with us now and he'll take us out of the situation, and Yitzhak Hashem will be able to go through the Hachonas, the last preparation, with peace of mind, good spirit, Simcha, of being the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we go into the night with that mind frame, Yitzhak Hashem will be a tremendously uplifting Re'el HaSeder, will be Zeitha for the great Hashpois, which affect us and all clients, so Zeitha we see, Yeshua is the Zeitha Shana.